Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
John Potter, live and local, back again, and he's on the phone. Greg Kidd is challenging Mark Hamaday in Nevada's Northern Nevada's U.S. House race. That's District 2. Welcome back, Mr. Kidd. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate the fact that you are a sponsor, but you don't send questions. You leave it up to me to ask you things, and you also leave it up to the callers to ask you any question whatsoever. And I got to respect that, honesty, bravery, I guess. 884-9910 is the number to call. So tell us about your week on the campaign trail.
Well, this is when it all comes together. We're, asking folks to take a risk. The new ad is out. It's about a poker game that Joel Brunson played, World Series of Poker, and it kind of means what the campaign means, which is sometimes you got to take a risk. Sometimes the biggest risk is not taking a risk at all. And we are asking folks to call Mark Hamaday back and, give a businessman a chance where a lawyer's been before.
What do you think is going to be, and I don't know if your campaign does surveys or polls or anything, what do you think the final vote count is going to be, Mr. Kidd?
Well, it's going to be super close. I can tell you what's different this time. Republicans are voting early, and they're voting early from the rural areas. Our early returns show that 47% of the early votes coming in are coming from Republicans, and so they're actually outpacing all other groups, and a lot of those are coming in from the rural areas, and we're running even with those votes coming in from the rural. So that's real big good news for us. We're looking to close it out on Tuesday.
When I think of Mr. Hamaday's past elections here, that's pretty stupendous because they were not close results. And to say you're close is going to make election night really quite fascinating. Did I ever ask what side you fall on question 3, which would abolish all closed Republican and Democrat primaries? We'd have a single primary election, not Republican or Democrat, single open primary, and the top 5 vote getters from the primary advance to the general election, where you rank them on the ballot. And what's your take on that, pro or con, sir?
Well, I'm voting yes, but I'm really pretty neutral on this. If the folks from Nevada want it, I'm for it. If they don't, that's fine too. I've lived in other states that have it. I don't think it's too complicated for Nevadans, and I would like to see nonpartisans be able to get to vote in the primaries. I think it's a little tricky because they combined open primaries with ranked choice voting. A lot of people like the former, fewer like the latter, but that's the way it's packaged up. But I will respect what the state wants, and we'll go with that.
All right, let's go. The phones are filled up. 884-9910. Let's go to Samantha calling from Reno with a question. Samantha, go ahead. You're on with Greg Kidd. I'm glad you called.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I know several American-loving, patriotic people have called in to ask Greg Kidd why he supports Kamala Harris. And the only thing that I've heard is because she doesn't get into the name-calling. And I'm wondering, do you think by calling Trump Hitler, do you think that's name-calling and inciting violence? And I'm wondering, too, if Mr. Kidd has Marxist-leaning tendencies, and that's maybe the real reason why he's supporting Kamala Harris.
Well, I don't really like name-calling from either side. There are other issues that I am a bit concerned with Donald on. I have concerns with the Democrats as well, but for instance, I don't support the tariff that Donald is suggesting, and I don't think that you could replace the income tax with tariffs. Tariffs represent only 2% of our tax revenue, and to think that you could wipe out the 94% that we get from income taxes by increasing tariffs. So no, I'm not in favor of that. I'm also not in favor of a bunch of things that have been proposed on the Democratic side that will balloon the deficit as well. So I am a fiscal conservative, so when either the Democrat or the Republican is basically gearing up the ink on the printing machine, I'm going to be against all those proposals, whether they're from the D or the R side of the ledger.
All right. Samantha, thank you for the call. Let's go on to Jeanette, who is calling from Reno with a question. Hi, Jeanette. Glad you called.
Hi, John. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Yes, you're on with Mr. Gray Kidd.
Okay, great. Well, the reason I'm calling is it's basically about all the missing children, the missing First Americans children, the missing children from Lahaina in Hawaii, and 325,000 missing children because of the border thing. And I don't know how you can vote for Kamala Harris when she's responsible for at least 325,000 missing children. That's so many crimes against humanity. And I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the call, sure, Jeanette. I appreciate it. Greg, do you have anything to say about the border?
Well, yeah, children thing. That's the same policy that was in place under the Trump administration. And the fact that when you call and you don't know where the kid is right now, it's like, you know, it's 10 o'clock, you know where your kids are. But this is, in fact, in my opinion, a fake issue. The policy has not changed since the Trump administration to the Harris administration. Kids have been missing under both administrations. So I don't know why this is being pinned on one candidate or another. This has to do with separating kids at the border. Both administrations have done it, and I don't know why this is a partisan issue of one party versus the other, since it happened in both administrations.
884-9910. Let's go to Minden and hear from Lisa. Lisa, I'm glad you called us. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a question for Mr. Kidd. I was driving on Highway 50 in El Dorado County and saw a billboard for him in El Dorado County on the California side of things. So I'm just wondering regarding his affiliation with California and why he's got a billboard over there. Also, does he reside in California or Nevada? And again, I have a question. Why is he claiming to be voting for Kamala Harris? And how on earth can he call himself a Republican conservative if he's going to vote for Kamala Harris? Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure. No, the way highways work, roads go both ways, so we definitely have put signs in so people can see the sign when they're coming into Nevada and when they're going out. We're just basically looking for eyeballs. And in terms of folks voting for, you know, across party lines, there were a lot of Democrats that voted for Reagan. And in this case, there's a bunch of Republicans that are voting for Harris and Democrats that are voting across. I'm encouraging people to vote who's good for Nevada in this election. And so, you know, people can make their own decisions at the top of the ticket, but I'm really concerned with, you know, what's going on here in Nevada. And my, you know, my campaign is all about putting Nevada first, independent of whether a Republican or a Democrat voted for it. And in terms of my, you know, conservative credentials, you know, I'm from the Federal Reserve. I don't know how you could get any more conservative than being from the Fed. We do not like deficits, and we do not like debt.
You are a political newbie. What do you think? What do you think now that you've been in this race for Congress? What did you learn that you? What surprised you, I guess, most about politics running in for office, sir?
Well, I mean, I'm running for a congressional office, but wow, you know, politics are really local. And the amount of time I'm talking with people on really, really local issues, it really tells me what it means to be, you know, really a servant of the people. And there's a lot I don't know. I'm the first to admit that I've got to be out there and have been out there listening to local people and a lot of local issues. Yeah, I've got a role to do in Congress, but you know, 120% of my time is really going to be about just getting educated about what's good for Nevada at the district level and really at the local level. And so I'm getting, you know, I am getting schooled. I have to admit, I had no idea that I had so much to learn. So I want to be upfront about that.
Let's go to the phones. Nick is calling North Reno, 884-9910. Hey, Nick, you're on with Mr. Kidd. We're glad you called. Go ahead.
Hey, John, how you doing? Hey, I was listening to Mr. Kidd on his tax equalization plan, where all property owners should pay about the same amount in property taxes. My home is valued at about $485 to $490, but I have other houses in the area, homes in the area worth around $800,000 to $900,000.
I never said that people with different value houses should pay the same tax. I said two people with the same value house should pay the same tax. That's all I said. Yeah, I never said people with different value houses should pay the same amount. I said two people with the same value house should pay the same tax. So I just want to cut in there. I wasn't suggesting people with different value houses should pay the same tax.
Okay, Nick?
Are we on?
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Okay. What I was asking Mr. Kidd is that he had a tax equalization plan where all property owners should pay about the same amount in taxes. My taxes are around $1,200 to $1,300 a year. I have other homes in the area that are valued at around $800,000 to $900,000 that are paying around $4,000 a year. Now, what I would want him to clarify, it sounded like he thought that I should pay about the same amount in taxes as what they're paying. Is that right, Mr. Kidd? Is that what you plan is about? And I'd like you to clarify that, because I don't think I should be paying what they should be paying. If your tax equalization plan, then let's bring their taxes down to what I'm paying. So why don't you express your what your plan is about that? And I'd like to hear about that. Thank you.
And Nick, yeah, why don't you go ahead and listen to the radio, because apparently you're not hearing his response on the phone.
All right, Mr. Kidd, go ahead.
Yeah, that's incorrect. I'm not suggesting that people with different value houses should pay the same amount. All I said was, two people with the same value house should pay the same amount. Two people with $500,000 houses, they should be paying the same amount. So I don't know where you got the impression that I was suggesting people with different value houses should be paying the same amount. So that's just a misconception. Sorry if you got that impression.
All right, sir. Final minute. Anything you'd like to say to the voters before the big day?
Well, just that, by gosh, please do come out and vote. I am asking folks to, you know, in this particular case, to look at what I'm standing for Nevada. I know some people have concerns about top of the ticket, but to me, this is really about me versus Mark Amaday. I think you can look at his record, and I'm simply suggesting that we could get more for our money in this race and in this seat. And, you know, it's $170,000 a year, and you got to look at the amount of bills we've gotten passed. I think we can do better, and I'm encouraging you all to give me the chance to represent you. Thank you very much for the time today.
All right, Mr. Kidd, thank you for calling in and taking part over these weeks. Appreciate it. Good luck in the election. It's 11:18. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Back with Open Topic here, 884-9910. We'll take your calls after the break. FM Talk news time is 11:19.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, coming up at 11:30. Are you in the market for an appliance? Sergeant's Maytag is here at 11:30. We're going to take calls about appliances. Really, honestly, this is for, you know, not just great for you guys, but it's going to be great for my education to know which brands to buy, why, and how have appliances changed. And I have some pretty strong opinions about how complicated and technical refrigerators have gotten. So that's coming up at 11:30. I'm so glad they're in the lobby. I'm so glad they came out here. Something Deanna Sandy brought up, and she is the Republican candidate for Nevada Assembly District 25, pretty much all of West Reno. And she says she wants to help out small business in our community. And she brought up the fact that the regulations, the fees, the taxes on small business, nobody really talks about this, is hurting our small business people in our community, which is the lifeblood of the Reno, Sparks, Carson City area. And I mentioned that the same situation exists with housing, and we have a shortage of housing, and that's why home prices are so high right now. And I got together with a builder last week, not going to say who, but it really opened my eyes to the problem we have is not just Nevadans, but Americans. We have Americans, more than most people can imagine, who sleep in cars. We have Americans who couch surf in friends' and relatives' homes in California. We have Americans who populate the streets of San Francisco and Los Angeles, clustered in pathetic, horrible homemade dwellings, in miserable open-air homeless camps on sidewalks. And yet there's money to give to illegal aliens to buy houses, $150,000 for each in California. And yeah, that's a California thing. And they might be stupid out there, but the way California leans is typically the way the Democratic Party follows. And there is illustrated in this a fundamental bass-ackwards aspect, which is America first. And more specifically, in regards to that situation, Americans first, right? Americans first. We're all out there busting our behinds. Many of us are all watching the property tax. Okay, we paid last year. What do we have for this year? I mean, we're all watching our pennies, but there are some who are clobbered economically for a variety of reasons, but they exist, right? And they are all around here. There are people in our area, in our city and county, who don't have squat, who don't truly have an appropriate place to live. And there are many of these folks in these so-called apartments where they have like cucarachas all over the place and stuff doesn't work, and they're glad to have it. They're Americans, and for there to be money to fund and support newcomers who broke into our country when we aren't adequately housing and feeding Americans, I don't get, and I don't think we should tolerate it. I'm not against welfare and passing it on, but you know what? I would give all the welfare in the world to needy Americans before I'd give it to somebody who broke into our country, and that doesn't make me xenophobic. It makes me understand that family is family, and if you're an American, you're my family, and family comes first. You just wish the people in Sacramento and Carson City and Washington, D.C. understand that as well. And again, don't be surprised when a Nevada lawmaker whose district covers a lot of people who moved here from California puts that up for a vote in the Nevada legislature. That's how we get all these bills that originated from the crazy state next door. Locally, wow, folks, Reno's median home price recently hit an all-time high again. The median single-family home in town is now, I think, last I checked, $672,500. I think that was set last month. It was only... Yeah, I say only $510,000 in January last year, but nobody really saved any money in January 2023 because the interest rates jumped up then. Now it's over $672,000 median price for a single family home. And this is even with 20% more inventory, more houses than we had the year before. More people are moving here than construction can keep up. What do you do? People should have homes, but what's the right way? Well, unfortunately, there's only one way. The only true way to reduce the cost of housing is by increasing the supply of houses, period. Zone land for more parcels to be buildable. Expand services like water, gas, electric, sewer, internet to more areas. Lower the permit costs and expedite the permit process. Widen more roads. This, by the way, is why growth does not pay for itself and why our taxes keep going up. And it all means our little city, unfortunately, has to get bigger, as much as I hate to say it, but it's the only way, save putting up a wall at our border. Hey, wait a minute. But it's true. The Reno housing prices are due to retirees selling a small house in California for a fortune, and then buying here where the prices seem reasonable to them. Our prices in Reno now are higher than Sacramento's. Reno single-family homes now are that close to $700,000. That's unbelievable. But, of course, we said that when it hit over $600,000 last year, and when we crossed over $500,000 in 2021, now it's going up faster, like $50,000 in 1 month. It's crazy. But you talk to a developer or even a realtor, they will tell you that on the developing and zoning side of things, when it comes to developing the land and getting the houses approved, above and beyond that are the restrictive codes put on by layers of government, zoning, and environmental rules. They make housing slow and expensive to build. And there are new codes that some states are adapting, like green energy and such, and so many layers of government. Electrification codes, a new set of rules that will add additional costs and labor to new homes that in states that adopt these things should add about $8,000 to home prices. So we have government saying there's a housing crisis, which is at least in part the government's own creation. And yeah, I mean, common sense says, you know, hold on, we'll build a new neighborhood, right? But things are keeping that from happening. And sadly, it turns out to be them. The high costs we already have to get properties rezoned and all the builders and all the other fees. But they're delayed with added costs for engineering and the lawyers to get over the government's hurdles, because there's five or six people in that area saying, I don't want that, even though there's a need for it. More people do want that, but those five or six can stop a project from moving forward. Good, I solved that problem. Housing, done. Let's break for Fox News. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're talking appliances. Nice break from politics, right? 884-9910. Sergeant's Maytag is here, and we're going to have a great conversation on what appliances you should have in your home or what brands you should rely on next, and why are these things getting so complicated? 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local, going to break for Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1131.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
John Potter back with you live and local. Welcome back.
All right, appliance talk. I love this.
This is weird. This is one of my favorite topics. I don't know if you're on Reddit, you guys, but there's a Reddit subreddit, which is all it talks about are appliances that last forever and what brands, and people debate, you know, which brand is better for appliances. Sargent's has been in Reno since 1974. That's 50 years coming up. As a matter of fact, you're going to be celebrating your 50th anniversary next week. So in studio from Sargent's Appliance Center, we have William, is it? And you're the main man, right? You're the one who... Sean's the main man now? Mm-hmm. You turn it over to Sean here, younger guy. Sean, Sargent's Appliance Center, for those who haven't been, what's it like when you walk in the door?
It kind of takes you back a little bit. We are an old-fashioned business, and we really like to keep it that way. We've modernized the place so it doesn't look necessarily like a 50-year-old business, but it definitely operates like one. For people that are kind of into old-fashioned antique appliances, we actually have a little bit of a museum going on. One of the first things that you'll see is a Maytag pink washer-dryer right inside the door. They're factory pink from the 50s and the 70s.
What about the avocado green ones?
We actually
do. From the 60s.
We actually have an avocado green ringer from the 1920s. We even have a gas-powered motor that can go on that thing. It's pretty
so
nice.
Cool.
We actually have one of the very last ringer washers ever manufactured that was sold at our store when it was brand new. Since we've been around so long, we actually have such things. It's pretty cool.
Where is Sargent's Appliance Center?
We're located on Rock Boulevard. If you've been in town for a while, we're where the old original Butcher Boy used to be, or even where Boulevard Pizza is.
Yeah.
We're directly west of Sparks High School, so we're in between Prater and Audi on Rock Boulevard.
So many things I want to bring up with you. I was ecstatic when you guys told me before you came on the air, you were selling Speed Queen.
We do sell Speed Queen. That's okay. Actually kind of a funny story how we brought that one in.
Well, I got to tell you, people love the Speed Queen. And people are, I'm on a Facebook Costco page, and people are just constantly asking, why doesn't Costco sell Speed Queen? They don't. They sell the Samsung and the LG. And those are from, you don't sell those two, right?
we do not sell.
Okay, they're a headache.
Absolutely.
They're a headache from all accounts.
But we don't do all the service on the different things because they don't really have repairs for their products. They have more like Band-Aid fixes. So, yeah, we do repair them, but we shy away from a few things.
So why are people raving about Speed Queen?
So Speed Queen's built the old-fashioned way. A lot of people like to say that about their product, but Speed Queen really does utilize the old-fashioned design that they had a long time ago. They have machines that are coin-operated that you can find in laundromats and stuff like that, and they actually use that design in their residential unit. So
these are workhorses.
Correct.
Who just constantly are running.
You could count how many plastic parts there are on that machine on your hands, where if you look at any other brand, like a Samsung or an LG, there's so many plastic pieces that you couldn't even count them all.
The best advice as to what appliance to buy, and this is a concern now, because they, listen, Speed Queen, they last 25 years, or 30 or 40, whatever. Not many brands can say that anymore. So I ask appliance repair people which ones are built better and will last and cost me less to repair. And I hear a lot of Speed Queen, I hear a lot of Whirlpool, and I hear a lot of KitchenAid.
You are correct. So we don't have like a go-to for any of the appliance categories. Like if you're looking for a washer, we would say a Speed Queen. But when you look into like the kitchen and the other appliances like that, it really depends on what you're looking for features-wise. You brought up Whirlpool. Whirlpool right now with their refrigeration has one of the best warranties you can get. Based off of the model and the serial number in the owner's manual, it comes with a 5-year warranty on the sealed system, which is like the compressor, the refrigerant, and all that other good stuff, which a whole lot of people aren't doing nowadays because they know it's going to break with probably within that 5-year time frame. So with refrigeration, we really like the Whirlpool. If you look into cooking, KitchenAid is really good at having good cooking innovations without kind of going off into left field with having like Wi-Fi capabilities and a lot of weird features you're not going to use. So KitchenAid's really good for the cooking side of things.
Well, here's what I took notes on refrigerators. Okay, refrigerators. Number one, get a basic one. No ice maker in the door. Aren't they the first things to break?
Ice makers nowadays are definitely turning into an issue. When you say ice maker in the door, there's actually two different ways. You could have where the ice is actually manufactured in the door, which typically isn't the best way to do it because the door isn't the coldest spot in the unit.
No.
If you want an ice maker that's going to last for a while, see if you can get one that's actually inside the freezing compartment where it should be, where it's nice and cold.
Wow, good tip. So I hear for refrigerators, number one, Whirlpool, number two, KitchenAid. And for the washer, by the way, I have a no list. When it comes to the fridge, no Samsung, LG, Kenmore. I guess Kenmore has changed. Kenmore isn't the same Kenmore anymore.
So this is a nice little history lesson if anybody's a history buff. Kenmore used to mainly be manufactured by Whirlpool. Up until 2006, 2012, right around inside there, they actually had an exclusivity deal between Kenmore and Whirlpool to where Kenmore would get all the new technologies. But then they broke away from each other. And nowadays, most of Kenmore's product is actually going to be manufactured by the Samsung and the LGs. So if you wanted to know who manufactured your Kenmore, it's actually the first three numbers of your model number. If you look at the first three numbers before the period, that would be your manufacturer code, and it'll tell you exactly who manufactured that. If you have any questions, just call us at the shop. We'll be happy to
help you. It's kind of a shame. That used to be such a solid brand. And Sub-Zero. I have a Sub-Zero. What a headache. Expensive, man. Expensive to fix. Oh, we don't have that compressor no more. You got to get a whole new one. And the Sub-Zero size doesn't fit anything. Forget it. Washer dryer, number one, by far, Speed Queen. And I hear the front load is the one to get. Is that right?
It really depends on what you're looking to wash. I used to have a front loader. It works well with large items like your blankets or if you want to wash your pillows. But if you're rolling around on the ground or if you have like a gardening habit, probably get yourself a top loader actually. One of the main things that we see people that don't like the Speed Queens is based off of the capacity. So if you ever have any questions about why you don't need an extra large wash machine, that's also something that we can answer for you guys. Most of the wash machines nowadays are just too big. So if you're out there looking for that 5-cubic foot or 6-cubic foot washer, maybe let's bring that down a little bit. You'd probably be a little bit happier.
Man, you are the expert. I could go a whole hour with you. Okay, number one, Speed Queen. Number two, Whirlpool. This is interesting because I hear Speed Queen front load, but Whirlpool top load. And no, Samsung or LG, those Samsung, LG, no, they're just, I think they're just full of too many gimmicks and gadgets in this. Why do I need Wi-Fi on my refrigerator?
Well,
come on.
They're really good at making electronic components, which is why you don't see a whole lot of problems with their cell phones or their TVs and other devices like that. But when you get into anything mechanical, like a compressor or a fan or an ice maker, they just haven't been in the trenches long enough to know how to manufacture something good and something that will last a while.
I hear the best dishwashers are Whirlpool and KitchenAid.
So this is where we like the KitchenAids and the Maytags, actually. So I have kids. I don't really pre-sanitize my dishes before they go in the dishwasher. I just get most of the food knocked off of them, and then I put them in my dishwasher. So as long as you get the right Maytag or KitchenAid dishwasher, they actually have a food chopper inside them to where you can put a little bit of dirty dishes in there, and it'll take care of it. Something that a lot of people don't know nowadays is that most dishwashers are filtration systems. So it actually is filtering out all the food in your washer, and then you remove the food off of the filter. So if you have a dishwasher that's maybe starting to smell a little funky or isn't washing very well, maybe pull out that bottom rack and see if you have a filter down there. That'd be a good way to maybe see if you can get a little bit of better wash out of it.
And I hear don't buy an appliance at Costco. Forget the price. Now, service is a major thing right now with the new models. And what Costco does, when they have the guarantee, but they give out the service contract to a third party, which they probably find by, lowest bidder or something, that are not famous for doing a very good job. Actually, I hear that when they deliver the appliance from Costco, it's the same deal, third party, low bidder type thing. Talk about your installations and your service at Sargent's Appliance Center. I imagine it's stellar.
So one of the things that separates us from even other companies in the country is that we hire all of our own staff to do everything in home. We have our own delivery drivers that we see every morning. We have our own service techs that we see every morning. And I personally, or actually my manager as well, my general manager, we personally train all of our techs so they know what our expectations are, because we like to provide really good customer service. When it comes to our service, we have techs that have been in the town for a long time. Our top service tech has almost been doing this for 20 years. Finding a service tech in appliances that's been doing it for almost 20 years is actually kind of hard to do. And he's just one of the best technicians in town, if not in the whole country. Most of our customers that have him go into their house call us to just let us know how great he is. Both of our technicians are just phenomenal, and they can repair any brand that we have.
Do you have like a KitchenAid Pro and another guy is the Whirlpool Pro, or are they schooled?
So we have a Whirlpool Pro. So that's Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and then he also does our Speed Queen. So he's been doing all those brands for almost 20 years. And then we have a pro that does all of the brands. So he also does the Whirlpool and all those, but he also does the Samsung, LG, Kenmore, GE, Frigidaire. And he's also our sealed system professional. So if you ever need a compressor or anything like that replaced, we have a resident professional that can come out and do all that stuff for you.
All right, so next Friday's your 50th anniversary. What are you going to be doing for that?
So on Saturday, we're going to have a huge shindig, and I'm not going to give the details.
Next Saturday.
Right? Next Saturday, yep. If you are in the market for appliances, you are not going to want to miss our sale next Saturday. It is going to be so crazy, I can't really mention it, but it is definitely a once-in-a-lifetime deal, no joke. And there's also some rebates going down. So I'll give you a little teaser. You could receive appliances at below our cost if you take advantage of the sale and the rebates that are going on.
Did you clear this with William? He's looking uncomfortable here when you said that.
Every appliance owner that I talk to, because we're in cahoots with like 45 other Maytag stores in the country, they all think I'm crazy. Nobody can understand why I'm doing what we're doing, and it's because we want to give back to the community. Right now it's kind of tough, and we feel that. So we want to make sure that if you need something, we're going to be able to take care of you this
season. What do you want, to mob the place next Saturday? I mean, you're already good enough, right? Come on. You can't get more local with service and everything than Sargent's, but below-cost appliance sale next Saturday.
As long as you take advantage of the rebates. So if it's going to be really close to our cost with that rebate, it could bring it below cost, and I'm not joking.
Man, I really appreciate you guys coming out here because I, again, I got to buy some appliances, and I need to know the right brands. And you happen to sell all the ones on my list. And you even repair those troublesome Samsungs.
We do. And we're very upfront and honest. There's even some things where we'll tell you up front, even before we come out, listen, it's just not going to be cost effective for us to come and do it. We'd love to collect your money, but we want to do it under good terms.
Isn't that a shame now? It's not repair. A lot of these things, it's not worth fixing, buy a new one.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah.
So we actually rebuild as much stuff as we can. So like if you have a control board that we can rebuild, we actually rebuild the control boards down to component level. So if you need a $300 control board and it just needs like a relay or a capacitor or something, bring it down. We'll see what we can do for it.
All right. Sargent's Appliance Center on Audi. William, thanks for coming out and listening. And Sean, you're a great spokesman, man. Awesome. This is a great business, and we're glad to be a part of it because we're totally all Reno here. We're very local, all of us here at this radio station. And I remember Sargent's in 78, and it's been here since 74. God bless you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it.
All right. It was great talking to you. I'm John Potter. Final segment up next. Open topic now, 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1150.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
John Potter, live and local. Listen, I want a raise, okay? Because I already have three companies after me now. The gas, the water, and the electricity. We didn't even bring up energy savings when I was talking to the appliance guys. Darn it. I hope they come back because that's a big issue with these with the power bills the way they are. I'm fully green now. If it saves me any money, I'd like to know which appliances can save me some bucks. Okay, let's go to the phone, 884-9910. Joe calling up, yeah, on appliances. Go, Joe. Good morning.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call. Having trouble with our refrigerator just before the wife's birthday. So she was complaining about it, so I'm going to surprise her with a new refrigerator. So we're at RC Willie. I tell her, let's go in and look at the new TVs. So we go in, and then I said, you know, we haven't looked at the refrigerator. So she said, oh, there's the one I want right there. So I come back. I drop her off, and a couple days later I come back. So I'm surprising her. Her birthday's on the 18th of September. I take her to GSR for 2 days. She didn't want to go, but I said, come on, it's your birthday. We'll go there. We'll have a nice dinner. We'll have a good time. So they're delivering on the 19th. My daughter comes up from Sacramento on the night of the 18th. Well, the first night we're in GSR. She takes everything out of the freezer and gets it all ready for them. When they come to deliver it, I forget my wife's got the doorbell ring deal on her phone. I'm down playing blackjack. I get a phone call. Somebody's broken into our house. A woman opened the door and let these two guys in. She's just screaming like crazy. So I said, take it easy. I'll be call the police. I said, take it easy. I'll be right up to the room to explain it to her. So I had to go up to her and explain what happened. She got so upset, John, she was shaking for 3 days after delivery of the refrigerator. I think she's still mad at me.
Why? What's wrong with it's a refrigerator, right?
Well, the way I did it scared the heck out of her. She actually thought somebody had broken into our house. Yeah. The funny thing is the guys come in because she's screaming when the doorbell's ringing, get out of my house. and they said to my wife is only 4'8" and she weighs about 85 pounds. They said to my daughter, "Hey, there's some little girl on the bell screaming and hollering for us to get out of the house." So, yeah, okay. I don't know how much time we got. That's why
now,
I told you the story so fast.
Now every time she goes to that fridge, she'll probably remind you of this horrifying story. I think it was the best appliance story I've ever heard, though.
You know what? It's a GE.
It's a GE. That's funny. The GEs never came up in conversation because in my research, when it comes to fridge, it's basic, no ice maker in the door, But number one, Whirlpool. Number two, KitchenAid. Number three, Frigidaire. Number four, GE. That's what I've learned from reading and talking to all the repairmen and all the experts. They say, don't go Samsung, LG. Kenmore is not Kenmore anymore. So.
Well, I love this new refrigerator. It's got that little door when you don't have to open the big door if you just want to get some mustard out or something, which
I like. Oh, you can see through doors,
Another thing it does that I really like, because I'm always the assistant, she's a gourmet cook, get me 6 ounces of water.
And you just push the six.
I put it in there, and it counts the ounces as it's filling up.
All right. So I got to run, Joe. Thanks
for
calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
Have a good time. Yeah, you do that, Joe, until the robots come out, and they'll do everything for you. Election night coverage on these radio stations, right, Craig?
That is correct, on 99.1 and 92.3. Sponsored in part by Van Rensselaer Jewelers, LT Automotive, Carson Home Furnishings, Master Service Plumbing, Hajoka Minden, and Advanced Dentistry by Design. We will start our coverage at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, and it'll go till at least 9 p.m. with Jerry Evans and Craig Swope.
That's right. Fox News coverage and Jerry Evans and Craig Swope doing the local races. I'm John Potter. Talk to you next Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.